Hi, yes. I had a hold of someone for the last couple of days, and I even left a message with you guys because we're not very happy with the service right now. They're trying to send us a bill for my wife's time in the hospital. And when the insurance of the person that hit us is going to take responsibility, GEICO is going to take responsibility for it. And it looks like they're trying to automatically withdraw amount from my bank account without my authorization. One of $231 and another one of $9, and that's in installments of about, I think, 10 payments each.
Okay, so let's take a look here, and this is all Fonzo, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I do apologize. I noticed that we had a missed call from you, and you'll actually hear, probably going to have a voicemail of me on a different call. I tried to call you back, but let's see here. So I'm just going to take a quick look here at your policy. Okay, so it's actually in regards to your auto premium. So it doesn't have anything to do with the accident that your wife was in. It's only for your monthly automatic payment that's going to be taken in the amount of $231.
And what is the wait, wasn't it 220 something?
That the monthly payments are $231.10.
$231.10. And what is the other one? Is that the renter's?
Yes. So your renter's policy, let me just pull that up here. Yes, so that renter's policy is going to be in the amount of $9.65. And both
Okay.
So the
is this my
in the mail? Those are it's a courtesy letter just to let you know that we will be making those monthly payments.
Okay. I wish it doesn't even say on here if it's for rental or auto policy on here.
It should say on the first page, on the right-hand side, it should say mail date, and then your policy number is listed, and then policy type. It should say private passenger auto or your renters.
I see policy type Erie Secure. So the other one says private passenger auto.
Yes, so the Erie Secure then would be the renters. And the private passenger auto would be your auto policy.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that my payment was lower than this. Let me see.
Auto?
I'm sorry?
For your auto payment?
For the auto, yeah.
That on July 2nd, the payment, from what I can see, has always been $231.10.
I'm just trying to see if I have some record of the payment that I was going to get. Yeah, it's not showing here. And I have a better habit of writing items discussed in paper.
But I did do this with Sean Gorrell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do and, hear that Sean is your agent, right?
And is this the first payment, or was I already charged something?
So you were already charged $231.10 for your auto, and that was taken on July 2nd. And then let me confirm here for your website.
Why was the first payment lower?
So the first payment was also $231. So it's always going to be that.
Oh, I thought you said it was $210.
Oh no, I apologize. $231.10.
Oh, okay. Right. Which account was it?
Your checking account information?
I have two checking accounts. One is with Citibank, the other one's with Capital One. The Citibank one ends in 7732 for the I think that's the routing number.
We have the last digit of 5248.
Okay, I think that's the Capital One. Let me just make sure that that's what was. That's what I have here.
Sure.
And did you also charge me the rent as well on that around the same time?
Yes, on that exact same day on July 2nd.
Could have been on July 2nd.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. 231 and 965. And this would be. How many payments total for each?
12 payments.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks like that's what I have here. All right. Thanks for confirming that information for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Have I answered all of your questions today?
Oh, and the claim that we have for my wife, that was fully canceled, and there's nothing that we have pending that we owe on there. Can you make sure? That's the only other thing.
That is correct. All of the claim information that was completely canceled, I don't even see it here on your policy at all.
Okay. And I'm just going to take a note of this. And what's your name?
Yes, my name is Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. I'll take a note of that, and thank you so much for helping me out today.
Yes, absolutely. Feel free to give us a call if you have any questions in the future, and I'm glad to hear that your wife is feeling better.
I appreciate it.
Okay, well, have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.